Let the church say amen. I believe Brother Miles is enjoying himself from that book, isn't he? Is he not, church? And you sound good too. So let us all be thankful that God has blessed us once again. For God is good always. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. It's good to see all of you that are here today. Happy Father's Day to those of you who are fathers. This message today is about fathers. If you're not a father, then take the message and use it to help a father become a better father. So, and if anyone in this audience this morning is concerned about being a father, you ought to just talk to a father who is a righteous father and let him give you some advice. This morning, from the book of Luke, chapter 6 and verse number 36 is where we're going to be taking our message from. And I just want to say for a moment, Tennessee is represented in the house this morning. Brother Taylor, it's good to see you. Brother Ransom Reed and Sister Reeves are here from the state of Tennessee. So Tennessee is represented. And if I missed you and you're from the state of Tennessee, we're happy to have you just as well. We're happy to have all visitors this morning. And we shall acknowledge you at a later point this morning or this afternoon as we go on. Brother Lewis is from Tennessee. But we don't consider you a visitor now. This morning, let us take a moment as we go to God in prayer. O righteous and wonderful Heavenly Father, you have blessed us because we got up this morning. You have blessed us because you gave us food this morning. You have blessed us because you gave us a roof over our heads to rest and sleep and slumber on last night. But most of all, Father, you have blessed us that you sent your Son to this world to hang, bleed, and die on yonder's cross. And this morning we are about to worship him and you in spirit and in truth. We thank you this morning for the church as it stands, and we pray for those who are not with us. We pray for those who have asked that we pray for them this morning in their hours of need, be it that their sickness or be it that their trouble in mind of some other magnitude or whatever the case may be. We're just praying for them. We're praying for those who are caring for the sick as well as those who are sick. This morning we pray for the leaders of this congregation as we continue and strive to pray for them and their families. We're praying for those who have taken part in the services thus far and all of those who shall come from this point on. We pray this morning and thank you, Father, that you have blessed us and we survived the storms that came through our way last night. And Father, we're praying and asking you now to help us go through the storms of life as they come our way. Thanking you right now, Heavenly Father, that you are blessed. You have blessed us and you continue to bless us. Be with those who are in leadership roles in this world that they may not make any rules or regulation or any laws that would hinder us from serving thee in spirit and in truth. We thank you this morning, Father, for those who are parents. In particular this morning, Father, we thank you for those who are fathers. And we pray for the fathers, least we shall not forget the mothers, of course. But, Father, we just thank you this morning for all you do for us and everything that you do for us. We pray and thank you that and thank you that we're able to be a member of the Lord's body. And we ask you to continue to bless these services as we move forward. Please now, Heavenly Father, watch over and keep us in the name of your Son, Jesus. We ask all these and many other blessings. Let the church say amen. Amen. This morning we want to talk for a little while about godly fathers. As we come together to praise and serve the Lord, we want to remember fathers today as we did mothers a short time ago. When earthly fathers follow biblical patterns and the teachings of God, we build stronger, better, and more loving families. Fathers are not and will never be perfect, for we are all humans. But the more we look toward our Heavenly Father, the more we should strive to be like Him. Isn't it great, fathers, when you hear these words, when someone tells you, your children look just like you? Isn't it great when you think about how well behaved you have good children, when you have good children, how well behaved they are? And it's good to take pause to speak with the Lord and give Him some of our time that we may seek to be better fathers. I want you to watch today how our Heavenly Father sets the example for us to become better at what we do as fathers and continue to serve Him in spirit and in truth. Our Heavenly Father loves us. If there were ever a time in which the fathers are needed to head their families, I believe it is now. People in homes are under all-out and constant attacks by Satan and his forces. He puts up a great fight to take over and destroy homes and families. And I'll tell you something. If Satan is successful in taking over the home, the church soon follows, because bad homes send bad people to church. So if you're not careful, the church can be at risk as well as the home. The first line of defense is to seek out the Lord, because He has much love for us. He proves His love for us each and every day we live. In Romans chapter 5 and verse number 8, the Bible says, God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Mankind was at their worst, but because of the love of the Father, because of His love for us, and the love that He had toward His children, it caused God to send His love to us in the form of Jesus. When we were at the end of our way, our backs were against that great wall of destruction. But instead of taking man out, He brought in His only begotten Son to save us. Save us through His death on the cross. Now, fathers, there are some things that you should know this morning. If you are a godly father, that's one thing. A good father and a godly father is two different things. There are a lot of good fathers. There are a lot of godly fathers. If you had to pick a category, I would hope that you would want to fall into the godly father category. Godly father is different than a good father. A good father provides for his family. A godly father not only provides for his family, but he also makes sure that his family has the right portion of God's goodness in their lives. Fathers, do you love your children? How do you love your children? And more importantly, do all of your children know of your love for them? Our children should be aware of how much we as fathers love them. It's not about how much we spend on them. It's more about the love we can offer them. And fathers must come to understand that children are a gift from God, according to Psalms 127 and verse number 3 through verse number 5. Verse number 4 says, the arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. And verse 5 says, happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall speak with the enemies in the gate. In other words, a man's children can become part of his defense when he gets in trouble sometimes. But let me put one thing in order this morning. One thing we need to go further, and before we go further, we need to understand. This does not mean that a man is supposed to have children over here, over there, and everywhere. I'm talking about a man who takes care of his children. I'm talking about a man who acknowledges his children. I'm talking about a man who knows where his children are and who takes care of his children each and every day of his life. And when you think about it, how can a father be a godly father when he has five different mothers? That ain't being a father. That's simply a man who doesn't have control of his hormones. That's simply a man who doesn't know how to do what he is supposed to do. In some cases, the children may not even know the father, and the father wouldn't know his children if he bumped into them on the street. Fathers, do you love your children? Fathers, do you understand that God was speaking to, not in Psalms 127, not to absentee dads, but to dads who are there to raise their children? Like our Father loves us and raises us. How is it, somebody may ask, that the Father loves us? The Father said in Jeremiah chapter 31, around about verse number 3, He said, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Do you love your children with an everlasting love? What does that mean? That simply means, will you be there through thick and thin? Will you be there always? Will you always be there to support your kids? And I know our kids can drive us batty sometimes. I know our kids can put us in places where we don't want to be in life. But the point is, you must continue to love your children. I didn't say you always have to take up for them. I said you must continue to love them. Many fathers show love to their children only when they are being good, not when they really need it. Our Heavenly Father loved us even while we were at our worst. So the question today is simple. What kind of father are you? What kind of father do your children see when they look at you? What kind of father are you in the sight of your children? And most of all, do you love your children? Our Heavenly Father also has mercy upon us. As fathers, we must be willing to not only love our children, but also we must be willing to show them mercy, just as our Heavenly Father shows mercy to us. If our children make mistakes, and they will, because you made mistakes when you were a child. If our children make mistakes, it could be a sign that for us as fathers that we need to take more time out for them. Notice how that our Heavenly Father shows mercy unto us. When we couldn't save ourselves, according to Titus 3 and verse number 5, not on the basis of our righteousness, but according to His mercy, He saved us. God saved us when we couldn't save ourselves. Fathers, I need to ask the question this morning. Have you reached out to your children? They may be in a situation and need your help. They may be going through a storm that even you as a father can't get them out. But if you are a godly father, one who knows the Lord, you can always call upon the Lord and He can help them out and get through whatever fix they might find themselves in. How do we know this? Because in His Word, it tells us in Psalms number 108 and verse number 4. David penned these words. He said, "For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reaches the clouds." A godly father will teach his children to love our Heavenly Father. He will teach his children to look to Him so that he may see God through his action, so that they may see God through his action. And while I'm here, I may as well let you know there's nothing wrong with a father who disciplines his children. I know that the law says that you can't do certain kind of disciplinary actions against your children. But it's okay, because there's nothing wrong with a father who disciplines his children. A disciplinary action doesn't always mean that you have to whip your children. I know whipping comes naturally to many of the parents of today. Discipline does not necessarily mean that. It could mean a time to go into counsel with them, explaining to them why something is not right. Explaining to them and calling for corrective action and give them strength. The Lord disciplines us. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 6, from the NAS translation, it says, "For He disciplines everyone He loves." The King James version of that same scripture says, "For whom the Lord loveth, He chastens." A godly father is one who knows that God is aware of the difference between disciplining a child and abusing a child. When we abuse a child, then we ought to get in trouble. But when we discipline a child, we're doing what we are supposed to do. We are their parents, and we're supposed to discipline them, just like God is our Father, and He disciplines us. When we discipline our children, it should be because we love them, not because someone at work made you mad and you couldn't get even with them, so you came home and took it out on the children. That's not a good father. That's not a godly father. That's where it becomes abuse. A loving and merciful and godly father knows the difference. So I ask the question, which kind of father are you? Are you the father that deserves a gift from your children today? Or will they just give you something to keep from hearing your mouth? I would rather not get anything if that's the case. I would rather not have anything come my way if my children just did this so I wouldn't say anything. But then when you look at the matter, when you go back and look at the text of Luke chapter 6 and verse number 36, look what the Bible says. It says, "Be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful." We've got to show our children some mercy. And mercy, and learn to understand there's a difference between mercy and just rescuing a child. Mercy means you have some compassion on them. Mercy means you help them to get through whatever they're going through. Or at least you go to God for them if you can't get them through a situation. Our Heavenly Father had mercy on us. Without mercy, the question becomes, where would we be today? Without love and without mercy, where would we be? So I want to ask the question again this morning. What kind of father are you? And again, I say to those who are not fathers yet, you may become fathers one day, and you can learn a lesson from other fathers. You can learn that fathers, without fathers, there would be no you. Without fathers, there would be no me. Now, we understand that fathers are not as highly thought of as mothers when it comes to the ritual of these holidays that we celebrate. Mothers get the big end, and that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. But fathers deserve just as much credit if they are godly fathers as a godly mother. A godly father, not just a good father, a godly father. A godly father will know when to take his kids into counsel. A godly father will know how to counsel his children. A godly father knows how to reach up toward the heavens to ask God to help him when he can't help himself. Our Heavenly Father has fellowship with us. This is the day that the world has set aside to honor fathers. But priority should be to remember the Heavenly Father before we honor our earthly fathers. Before it was Father's Day, it was still the Lord's Day, and it still is the Lord's Day. What a wonderful opportunity it is for fathers to show their children where they need to be each and every Lord's Day. Wouldn't it be wonderful if fathers just grabbed their children by the hand and brought them into the church service? Wouldn't it be wonderful if the pews were full this morning with fathers bringing their children? And I know fathers come on Father's Day because they want the recognition, some of them. Some of them come because they really, truly want to be in the Lord's house on Father's Day. Now, I'm not going to make a judgment call and say, why are you here? I'm simply going to say, I hope you're here for the right reason. I hope you're here because you want to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. Before it was Father's Day, it was the Lord's Day, and it still is the Lord's Day. We need to show our children where they need to be, and we need to understand that each and every Lord's Day, we need to be in the household of the Lord. When I think of an example, I remember in Genesis chapter 5, I remember Enoch. I remember Enoch, for the Bible says that when he became age 65, he had a son. And that son was Methuselah. And then after he had that son, he walked with God for 300 years. We've talked about it before. For 300 years, this father walked with God. Oh, I can just see his children now thinking about when they needed to look for an example. All they had to do was to look at their father, and they would see the example. After he had a child at that age of 65, he still walked with God for 300 years. I find it sometimes impossible to believe that some of our fathers won't walk with God and their children for three years. But a godly father is something good to behold. A godly father will teach his kids how to raise them up righteously, and he will go to the Lord when he needs to. A godly father is a good thing. And I know there are some in the audience this morning who say, well, my father's not here anymore. Well, that's okay. Do you have pleasant memories? Was your father a godly father? Or was he simply a good father? Or was he a not good father? I hope you have pleasant memories of your father. In 1 John chapter 1, in the verses number 3, the Bible says, truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. So the question once again becomes, fathers, have you taken time out for your children? Have you allowed them to see you walking with God? The Lord showed them His Word through His desire to fellowship with Adam and Eve. In Genesis chapter, I believe it was Genesis around chapter 3, where Adam and Eve were, where the Lord went looking for Adam and Eve in the garden to fellowship with them. Now, the Lord didn't have to ask the question, "Where are thou?" He knew where they were. But he went to them looking for them because he wanted to be and enjoy time with them, to show them how that we can be in fellowship together and how that we too can be in fellowship. The Lord knows all. He sees all. And truly, he did not need to ask them where they were. But he had a question and he needed an answer to that question. But as any good and godly father, he wanted to see them. He wanted to see them the way he made them. So fathers, do you know where your children are today? Are they with you? Look at the text again in Luke chapter 6 and verse number 36. Be ye therefore merciful in your father, as your father is also merciful. As your father is also is merciful. And have you shown mercy to your children? Can your children count on you? And somebody may ask the question, well, what do you mean? Can my children count on me? Can your children count on you when they are in need? Can they count on you because they know that you'll be there for them? Can they count on you because you know how to serve a righteous and a heavenly Father before you knew how to serve them? You needed to learn how to serve your heavenly Father. When you think about how good God is to us, and sometimes some people, I think, don't know how good God really is to us. God is excellent to us. God is so good to us that when I woke up this morning, when we got up this morning, when we first woke up this morning, the first thing out of our mouth should have been to thank God. To thank God because he allowed you to make it through the night. And if you didn't thank God, you ought to go back to him. You ought to go to him right now and say, thank you, Lord. And then when you got up, if you are a father and you are a godly father, did you thank him for your children? Did you thank him that your children were around you and that your children were with you? Or if your children were out of the house, but in their own houses, did you thank him that they have finally grown up and they're off on their own? Did you thank him and say, Lord, I thank you and ask you to bless my children just like you have blessed me? And if you don't think you've been blessed, think of the alternative. God is still in the blessing business. God is still blessing us each and every day, and God is still merciful unto us each and every day. We need to learn to teach our children to be godly children when they grow up. And we must first of all know our Heavenly Father, and then we can teach our children to walk in his word. Let us teach the Lord to our children. Let us learn to love our children. As God our Father loves all of us. And if God doesn't love you, you need to ask yourself the question, why doesn't God love me? Maybe it's because you're not loving him the way you're supposed to love him. We read this morning in the Sunday school lesson about all the people, how they work and they have their homes, but they make their wages. They eat food, but they never get enough. They drink, but they never get enough. They fill their pockets with their wages, but their pockets seem to have holes in them. Because they were not worshiping the Lord in the right manner. They were not doing what the Lord had asked of them to do, what their purpose was. Their purpose was to go back and help, and they had a task to do. So fathers, you have a task to do. And I don't mean to sound as though I'm coming down on fathers this morning. But fathers are a great influence on our children. You know, especially boys. Boys find that in their father's eyes, they find themselves growing up and looking in their father's eyes, and they find themselves sometimes wanting to be like their fathers. And sometimes being like their fathers is not a good thing. Sometimes being like your father is not always the best thing. But if they're a godly father, then that's when you want to be like your father. Be ye therefore merciful to you as your father also is merciful. Learn to be merciful to your kids. Learn to love your kids. Learn to praise your kids. And learn that when your kids grow up, one day you may need them. Fathers have a great influence on their children, and fathers can be a great influence on their children. Fathers, you must understand this. And when fathers come to know the Lord, they must learn to teach the Lord to their children. And when fathers learn to be godly fathers, we'll have the church house full. We'll have children that are more obedient to their parents, especially to their fathers in this case today. When fathers are godly fathers, they'll teach their children the way that they should grow up. And then those kids will take that lesson and bring up their kids in that same way. When fathers are godly fathers, they will understand that God is the head of their lives and that God should always be the head of their lives. When fathers are godly fathers, they will understand that they, as the head of the household, have a duty to perform, and that they must perform that duty and must do it in a godly manner. Now, to all the fathers today, I hope your kids take you out and you enjoy yourself. I hope you get the gifts that you wanted or the gifts that you're hoping to get. But even if you get no gift at all, God has already given you a gift. He has already given you life. He has already given you some portion of your health and some portion of your strength. If your children give you nothing, look at what God has already given you. He has given you mercy. He has given you love. And He has given us to His Son, given His Son to us. And if nothing else, you ought to be thankful to God for that. If nothing else, you ought to be thankful that God has blessed us to be here even today. And when I think about the alternative of not being here, I thank God even more then. I thank God even more because I know that we studied a lesson on death the other night in Bible class. And I found out some things about death, some things that even I hadn't thought of, some things that even I didn't know. And that just goes to show you. By the way, all of you ought to come out to Bible class on Wednesday night. You can learn something. I found out some things about death, and I'm just so thankful that I was here to hear that lesson on Wednesday night. And I know that death is coming. I always knew that death was coming, but I was not always able to face death. But now, through the Word of God, I understand death a little better. And through the Word of God, I understand that death is going to come. No matter who I am, what I am, and how I am, death is coming. But if you become a godly father, then you can teach your children not to fear death. Let them to know that the God that we serve is a merciful God. And how do I become a part of a merciful God? And how do I become a part of the Lord's body? You come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. But if you already are a member of the Lord's body, but you've walked astray, you ask the Lord to forgive you, come forward and ask the church to bless you as we together stand and sing the song of invitation. Number four.